Welcome to Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society, Ontario's premier no-kill shelter.
My society.
My society.
Burlington Humane is my society.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society. My name's Doug, and I'm coming to you from beautiful Burlington, Ontario. On this episode of Burlington Humane, we will be talking with Kate Ellis, one of our adoption counselors, to learn about things to consider with our pets during the cold winter months. We will investigate the option of adopting difficult cats to work as barn cats with Mary Ellen Tuck, and hear about Xena, one of our feline survivors, in our new Happy Tales segment. So stay with us for these and a lot more on Burlington Humane. It has been very cold this winter, and there are some things that we need to watch out for with our pets. I sat down with our adoption counselor, Kate Ellis, to learn more about the things we need to consider with our pets during the winter. I'm here with Kate Ellis, one of our adoption counselors here at Burlington Humane. Welcome, Kate, to Burlington Humane.
Thank you for having me.
Now, it's been really cold this winter, unusually cold, but we have to be careful just in general in the winter with our pets. How cold is cold?
Well, it's an age-old question, and it has a lot of different answers. For cats, really, we hope that they're all indoors at this time of year, especially cats that are primarily indoors. They have a hard time adjusting to this really cold weather. For dogs, you have different breeds. So Huskies and Bernese Mountain Dogs are much more comfortable in the snowy weather than your Greyhounds and your Chihuahuas. Making sure you watch your dog carefully for shivering, shaking, and any liftings of paws when they're outside. Are all signs that he's too cold and needs to head indoors. Keeping in mind that frostbite can happen in as little as 30 minutes, especially in this cold weather.
Yeah, and we see that here with cats, don't we? Especially stray cats who come in, frostbite ears, frostbite noses, tails.
Yeah, the paws are especially susceptible. They do have hair that goes in between the paw pads, but those paw pads are essentially just exposed skin. And even though it's toughened and hardened, it's really something that can get frostbitten quite quickly in this time of year.
So what protection does my pet need during really cold weather?
So short-coated dogs benefit from sweaters, giving them that extra protection. Not shaving down your animal during these months, making sure they keep their full coat is definitely imperative as well.
And we have sweaters here at the loft at Burlington Humane and in the attic, which is downtown Burlington, and we often sell these winter coats for dogs and cats.
Absolutely. It's definitely a good thing to do when you have dogs such as Greyhounds and Chihuahuas and dogs with really thin coats. In terms of their feet, dogs can be introduced to boots in a positive way incrementally. Don't just throw boots on and head out. They probably won't react very well to that. But if we can train them to wear boots, it'll protect from salt and different levels of ice and snow and freezing rain that are out there this time of year. For bigger dogs that maybe don't want to wear boots, there are different things, balms and waxes. You can either make them or buy them at Pet Value, Ren's Pet Depot, that kind of thing. And you'll massage that into the paw pads and it'll provide a layer of protection that repels salt and ice and different chemicals that would be on the roads this time of year.
Cool. So how would you be able to make that at home?
So what we can do is post a recipe on the Burlington Humane Facebook page for a DIY pet balm. It's using lots of different oils, coconut oils and different calendula, things like that, that would really have that barrier and protect. But we could definitely post a recipe for that.
Cool. Watch for that. Definitely. So then how can I keep my pet happy during these unusually cold spells?
Well, considering long walks are really out of the question at this point, we really want to keep our dogs physically and mentally stimulated so they don't get bored. Indoor games such as tug of war can add a bit of a workout. feeding meals through puzzle feeders or stuffing Kongs and different hard treats with, or hard toys rather, with treats, peanut butter, their food, that kind of thing. Give them kind of something to work on during the day. We can also try learning new commands and tricks, which are fun for both owners and pets, and taking short walks, you know, a couple of blocks, 5 to 10 minutes, several times a day.
And we have to watch out for some substances that are only apparent during the winter.
Right, exactly. Antifreeze is the most dangerous chemical that we use during this time of year.
And pets seem to like antifreeze.
They do. The compound ethylene glycol is extremely sweet. So they think it's a nice treat to go over and have a sip of.
Oh, so you gotta watch out.
Exactly. And unfortunately, it's extremely toxic. So it can cause brain, liver, and kidney damage that's often fatal. So a few ways to avoid this happening. Definitely store it out of reach in a locked cupboard. You can also switch to an antifreeze with propylene glycol, which is not toxic. Definitely still don't want to be drinking it, but it has less of a risk than that formal ethylene glycol has. Another thing to watch out for is salt and ice melt. You'll notice when a pet walks over salt, they'll lift their paw up. It burns the paw pad. Yeah. Even with waxes and such, it can get stuck on the paws long after coming home. And you don't want your pet to clean their paw and ingest that salt. So definitely make sure when you come in, you take every paw and give it a thorough wipe down to avoid any ingestion of salt and ice melt.
Great. Well, thank you so much for coming in and letting us know about how to keep our pets happy in the cold weather.
Thank you for having me, and stay safe out there this
week. Yeah, keep warm. Bye.
Bye.
This is such good information, because no matter what the weather, we still need to take our dogs out. If you are in an area with a high stray cat population, and your car is outside, stray cats may climb under your car's hood to keep warm. Before you start your car, bang on the hood to scare away any cats that might be taking refuge. Just some of the tips that we need to be aware of in the winter with our pets.
Love the Animals Lottery is well underway. We have given away our $500 early bird prize and are giving away $100 every day in January until January the 30th. Check out our website for full list of winners so far. Our $3,000 grand prize will be drawn live on Facebook on January 31st. There is still plenty of time to get your tickets. Tickets are $5 each or 5 for 20 and are available on our website or at Burlington Humane. All proceeds go towards our animals, so if you love animals, get your tickets to Love the Animals Lottery.
Occasionally, we receive cats who, for whatever reason, do not get along well with people, regardless of how much socializing we do with them. Some shelters would label these cats as unadoptable, and they would be met with an unfortunate outcome. Burlington Humane has found an alternative placement for many of these cats in barns. I talked with one of our volunteers, Mary Ellen Tuck, about this option. I'm here with Mary Ellen Tuck, and she is one of our volunteers here at Burlington Humane. Thank you for joining us, Mary Ellen.
Thank you for letting me come and talk to you.
Now, you do a number of different things as a volunteer, but one of the things that you do is you're one of our transportation volunteers.
Yes, I take animals for early morning surgeries, get them there about 8:30 for the surgeries. I also transport to some vets that are at a distance. We have a specialist up in Caledon that we take orthopedic, really bad orthopedic fractures to, so I like to take them up there. And I also take animals for barn releases.
So you take animals to barn releases. Now, what's that entail?
Well, it's the cats that are usually barn releases. And basically, the animals that we take are ones that we couldn't adopt into a home. Usually they're animals that don't like to be, have restrictions on them as to where they can go. They don't like to be in cages here, so sometimes they can become nippy with people.
And I guess there are some cats that just don't do well in a home environment. They don't do well with a lot of people around.
They don't like people. They're frightened with small children, so we're always concerned there could be an issue. Now, at other shelters, when they have cats that are considered unadoptable for this sort of reason, if they are a kill shelter, they will euthanize these animals because there's no place to put them. Whereas we do seek out the barn option because the animal can go there and just can live out its life doing what it wants. It's no longer going to be an indoor-outdoor cat. It will be in the barn. Usually it will be a mouser there. That's usually what people want it for, which in a farm environment is something that's totally natural. And if the cat wants to interact with people, fine. If it doesn't want to interact with people, that's also fine.
It doesn't have to.
It doesn't have to. And the places where we send them, the people do feed the animals. So it's not like the old days when the barn cats killed the mice, ate the mice, and they lived or died that way. These people will feed the animals, they will give them vet care, but they're just allowed to roam and do what they do naturally.
That's interesting. Yes, because I know when my dad was growing up, he lived on a farm, and cats just naturally lived out in the barn. And unlike the barn cats that we send out to barns, those cats were on their own. They were strictly mousers, and the reason they were in the barns was to control the mouse population.
Certainly, I was brought up on a farm too, and it was the same type of thing. The other thing that people like about our cats is they come with all the veterinary care that they've needed has been done. They are spayed or neutered, which is a good thing. When I was a kid, people didn't do that. So when you had barn cats, you had cats. There were multiple ones. Mm-hmm. And to be totally honest, back then, their lives weren't that long. A barn cat averaged 5 or 6 years. And, you know, that was it. And the barn cats now, I mean, the people that we send them to do vet care with them. So, you know that they are taken care of. They're getting their shots every year. And because they're spayed or neutered, they don't have a lot of kittens being born. So there's not excess cats all over the place. Because if you have too many, it can be stressful for the cats. There can be disease, you know, this sort of thing. So you want to keep the number of barn cats down. You just want to have a workable amount for rodent control. But the most recent barn release I did, the people said that their last cat had died at the age of 19, which really,
wow.
I thought for a barn cat, that's unheard of.
Yeah.
But, you know, when looking at their barn now, they weren't a place with animals. They do cash crops. But they had 100 acres that went back. And then from on either side, you could just see farms, you know, going, I don't know how far. So, you know,
these, I can see.
So these cats could, you know, roam as much as they want. And
not
they
like
had
paradise for them.
Well, they did have a cat that they had gone missing in the summer, and they thought, oh, the poor thing, it's, you know, something's happened and it's not going to come back. And I guess it was really hot, and they figured it was just down in the cool area by the swamp. And after a couple of weeks, when they had arranged to get a cat with us, didn't it show up back again? So now they have two cats. They have they have Riley, and they have the cat that we took, which we called Jason. I don't know if they're going to change the name or not, but
and do the cats get along with all of the other farm animals, the cows, sheep, chickens?
Well, I did release one this year to a place that had sheep, chickens, and cattle. And although I didn't see him come face to face with the sheep or the cows, I understand that he now likes cows, but I did see him come face to face with the chickens. And that was kind of fun because he was like a cartoon cat. The eyes just sort of went spring because he took one step out of the cage and saw a cat and sort of looked at that with a little bit of disdain, and then took another step and saw these two chickens that were free ranging, just looking at him. And I don't think he'd ever seen a bird that large before. And then he looked beyond them and saw the coop full of more, and I think that was it.
Yeah.
And he sort of dove down the cattle chute after that just to regroup, I think.
No doubt he'll eventually did get used to them really quick, eh?
Well, I said to him as I was standing there, you know, don't go for the chickens. And the lady that we were releasing to said, oh, those chickens are pretty feisty. They can take care of themselves. So I guess in the past it might have happened.
Yeah, that's interesting. So sending cats to barns, another option that we have here at Burlington Humane.
Certainly. And they, as I said, they go to different places. There is a place up in Caledonia that we have released. I've taken two cats up to over the years. And they do riding therapy for the disabled. And the cats are up there it's a beautiful horse barn. They're absolutely gorgeous. And so, of course, they have horses and one donkey up there. And the cats, apparently, you know, some of them get along with the horses. Some of them are still kind of frightened by them, and they just don't have anything to do with them.
Yeah,
but there's lots of people around. There's an office area that they go in and out of. And, of course, they can wander around in the field, in the paddock area, wherever they want. And these cats, in the winter, they have them sort of farmed out to people who will take care of them during the winter, because the stables basically shut down over the winter months. So they have about 7 months of free ranging. But then when they are given to people, it's people in the areas.
Yeah.
But I know, you know, the issues, we took one up there about 2 years ago because she was adopted out three times and she just kept urinating in people's houses. And the vet said there's nothing wrong with her. It's just behavioral. And since she's gone up there, there's been no issue in the winter when she's farmed out to people. She seems to think that, you know, as she's being allowed outdoors, that if she's indoors because it's too cold, she can use a litter box. Otherwise, she goes out. So it's whatever her behavioral issue was that changed it, and she's okay now. So
that's great. Huh, a barn, a humane option. Well, thank you for joining us, Mary Ellen, here on Burlington Humane.
Thank you for having me. It's lovely to talk about releasing animals because they get to live a good life, whether it's in a barn or whether it's in someone's home.
Absolutely. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Finding barns for some of our harder-to-adopt cats is a great alternative. If you know someone who has a barn and would like a barn cat, let us know. We may have a cat for you.
Are you looking for good quality items at an affordable cost? Do you want to purchase to make a difference? Then come to the Loft and the Attic, Burlington Humane Society secondhand stores. We offer gentle use items at unbelievable prices, and 100% of the proceeds goes to helping the animals at the Burlington Humane Society. The Loft is located at the Burlington Humane Society at 740 Griffith Court, and the Attic is located right downtown at 479 John Street. And if you have gentle use items that you would like to donate, we take glass, china, clothes, books, and many other items. Our secondhand stores are run completely by volunteers, which may be another way that you can help. For complete information about the Loft in the Attic, visit our website at www.burlingtonhumane.ca. Come visit us at the Loft and Attic to purchase your secondhand items and make a difference to the animals at Burlington Humane.
It is time for Happy Tales. We will begin a new segment called Happy Tales, where we will talk about the tales of some of our animals. Hundreds of animals come to Burlington Humane every year, and each one has a unique story, a story which deserves to be heard. So in this segment, we will hear about some of them. In our first segment of Happy Tales, we will hear the story about a cat we named Xena. She is truly an unstoppable feline survivor. Xena, feline survivor. On a very hot day at the end of August, a garbage bag was dropped off at the front door of Burlington Humane. Because it was a Monday and we were closed, it was almost an hour before someone brought it to our attention. When the bag was discovered by Burlington Humane staff, they found a box with a very bedraggled cat inside. As soon as the cat was removed from the box, it collapsed. Burlington Humane staff immediately put cold packs on it to cool it down while rushing it to the local veterinary clinic. It was discovered that the cat was a senior, long-haired female cat. She was at least 14 years old, was severely matted, had a lump under her left arm, a heart murmur, periodontal disease, and had a kidney infection. After a few days at the clinic, she was returned to Burlington Humane, shaved and ready to recover. Cameras outside Burlington Humane caught images of the man who dropped off the garbage bag. A getaway car was waiting on the street, but unfortunately, cameras were not able to pick up the license plate. The Ontario Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals was called and they began an investigation. However, they have not been able to locate the perpetrator. Because of all she had been through, the staff named her Xena, the warrior. Despite her ordeal, she was very friendly and sociable. She quickly became the favorite around Burlington Humane. But she was on a long road to recovery. Her appetite occasionally waned. She drank excessive amounts of water and urinated frequently, although not always making it to the litter box. Due to her many conditions, she made frequent trips to McKay's Animal Hospital, where she quickly melted the hearts of the caring staff. She stole the hearts of one particular clinician, who officially adopted Xena and took her home to be a part of her family. Xena, our feline survivor. And now it's time for news and events. Have you got your tickets to Love the Animals Lottery? Don't miss out on our daily prizes of $100, which will be drawn each day in January through to January 30th. And our $3,000 grand prize, drawn on January 31st. Tickets are $5 each, or $5 for $20, and you can get tickets at Burlington Humane, or send in an order form from the website, or our newsletter. Tickets are limited, so get yours for the Love the Animals Lottery.
The Loft is one of our secondhand stores and is located here at Burlington Humane Society. For the month of January, all clothes, shoes, and purses will be half price. Be sure to stop by to take advantage of our gently used items at these great prices at the Loft.
Valentine's is for lovers. Food lovers, that is. We will be having a Valentine's bake sale on Saturday, February 10th at Burlington Humane. If you would like to bake something for our bake sale, we would really appreciate your talents. Just talk with our volunteer coordinator. Join us on Saturday, February 10th for our Valentine's bake sale.
Professional activity days are coming up. We'll be holding our professional activity day camps on February 16th, April 27th, and June 1st. These camps are appropriate for children between the ages of 6 and 8 years of age. You can get more information and download our registration form from our website. Professional activity days are coming up, but space is limited, so don't miss out. Register today.
Well, that's it for this episode of Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society. Be sure to subscribe to Burlington Humane on iTunes. We are located at 740 Griffith Court in Burlington, Ontario. You can visit our website at www.burlingtonhumane.ca or give us a call at 905-637-7325. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Thank you for joining us. My name is Doug. We'll see you next time on Burlington Humane. Bye-bye.
My society. My society.
Burlington Humane is my society.